The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM Stereo.
This is Inside Sports.
Tashi Mamla, the first South African to get 300 in a test match. Your country salutes you.
Inside the News.
It's a really good goal. It's Shabalala.
Inside the Updates.
Zeke Kolisi and South Africa are knocking World Cup kings in Japan.
Inside Sport.
Just gone 10 minutes past 8. Assalamu alaikum and a very good evening to you. Listening to Inside Sport, exclusive to the Voice of the Cape, where we chat to all the past and present sports stars. We cover all the latest sporting news as well. I'm your host, Feroz Sheikh, and my tech tonight is Nazim Peterson. We're talking cricket tonight. My guest is the former captain of Natal, Mustafa Khan, who joins us online from Ladysmith in KZN. But before I chat to him, let's catch up with the latest news coming through from today. Pakistan were bowled out for 298 in their second innings on day four of the second test against South Africa in Rawalpindi, giving the Proteas a target of 370 to win the match and level that series. Well, they won 27 for one at stumps there. Aidan Markram on 59 and not out. India were 257 for six in their first innings on day three of the first test against England in Chennai, still trailing England's first inning score of 578 by 321 runs. Now, Premier League action today. Tottenham Hotspur beat West Brom 2-0. Leicester and Wolves play to a goalless draw. Liverpool currently taking on Manchester City, 83 minutes gone. And if you're a Liverpool fan, you don't want to hear the score. City currently leading 4-1. Two terrible defensive errors there by Liverpool. Nazim just says to me, gifting City that 4-1 lead there. And there's one late game as well. Bottom of the table, Sheffield United will play Chelsea. Their kickoff there is at a 9:15. There's Nedbank Cup round of 32 action today. Cape United was in action. They were beaten 1-0 by Swallows, but the biggest shock of the round, we can say, came at the FNB Stadium. Richards Bay beating Kaiser Chiefs 2-1 there. What a shock that one is. Time now to say assalamu alaikum to Mustafa Khan. Thanks for joining me on Voice of the Cape.
Walaikum salam. Thanks for having me, Feroz.
It's only a pleasure, Mr. Khan. And of course, you can join us as well. There, our WhatsApp number is 0829913913 for any comments or questions there. Let's start off, Mr. Khan, with your early days growing up in Ladysmith. Was cricket always your sport of choice?
Not really. It wasn't cricket. When I was young at school, we didn't play cricket. We played football and table tennis. And I excelled well in soccer and in table tennis, representing Northern Natal in the Junior South African Championship in table tennis in Cape Town. I think it was in 1968. Then I played soccer for Northern Natal in Ladysmith. Cricket came a bit later, I think it was, and the place that I used to work for us,
yes,
was a place called Sidat Bazaar.
Mm.
Now, the name Sidat may ring a bell to you guys,
yes,
or to most of the people in South Africa, where very prominent cricketers that played for Park Hill Cricket Club. Now, in those years, there were around about 8 of them that represented Natal from Park Hill, the famous Sidat brothers.
Mm.
If I could name them, was Dawood Sidat, Kader Sidat, Tim Sidat, Smile Ayi Sidat, we used to call him Nick, Dr. Ibrahim Motala, Shorty Asmal. These guys played for Natal. And then when on the way home, they used to practice about 2 doors away from where I worked.
Mm.
It was a vacant land, and they had nets there. So I walked in there and to see them practice. And that's where cricket sort of came into my life when I started to field, and they asked me to field, and they asked me if I played. I said no, I didn't play cricket, and then I used to start bowling and fielding, and that's where cricket sort of originated then in my life.
Now, obviously, you were an off-spinner, a middle-order batsman, so was when you started with them, was it just a natural thing for you to start spinning the ball, or how did that come about?
Feroz, it was I was playing in Pietermaritzburg. I stand for correction, the name of the team. I think it was the Royals, you know, in Pietermaritzburg. And we were playing for the, Parkhill was playing, we were playing for the promotion to the Super League. And, you know, we had some good bowlers at that time. And out of frustration, you know, the captain, Carter Siddharth, threw the ball. He says, Lighty, can you bowl? You want to bowl? And I said, yeah. So he gave me the ball. And that's when it started. As I started to bowl off spin. I think I took 3 to 4 wickets in that game. And that's where it started from.
Well, that was quite an impressive start for the Lighty who did it now to turn the ball here. So it was Parkhill, and obviously before you eventually made your way up the ranks and into provincial setup, inter-district cricket was a big thing back then as well. And obviously...
Yeah, very big. We used to call it Intertown, you know. It was very big. I mean, there were some big names in that inter... well, you know, we used to say Intertown. So I don't know what you called it.
Yeah, we called it Inter-District in the late 80s.
Yeah, we used to say Intertown. But anyway, Inter-Districts. And there was, that was quite big at that time. You know, when we used to travel a bit, you know, going all over to Maritzburg, Maritzburg, Stanger, these places, you know, to play Inter-Districts.
But that was the beauty of it back then, Mr. Khan, is that there was a lot of traveling, and obviously it was at your guys' own expense. Inter-district, you're going from Ladysmith to Maritzburg to Durban to Stanger. That must have been quite interesting on a weekly basis, putting all your stuff in a vehicle, and then the great trek.
Yeah, well, my God, that you're mentioning about the expenses. Yeah, it was quite expensive in those days. But, you know, I was very fortunate. We had a guy by the name of Ismail Hansa, known as Lighty, very famous in Nepal. And he used to always, you know, we used to travel in his kombi in those days, or in the van, in the back of the van, and, you know, with a canopy. And obviously... it wasn't easy, you know, we had to pay for petrol, but, you know, it was enjoyable, but at the same time, it was difficult in those days.
Yeah, and of course it was for the love of the game as well. Now...
I played for Natal for, I think, 21 some odd years, and I think I'm one of the few players that paid to play for Natal, you know, in those years. You know, we never got paid.
Yeah, absolutely. Share some of your inter-district highlights with us. Who was the district that was the most difficult to beat?
Oh, man, it was, Durban was, Durban, Stanger. Oh, we had some great rivalry between Durban, even Pietermaritzburg. And Stanger. The rivalry, I think, more was with Durban, the guys from Durban.
Now, talking about inter-district cricket, there were some interesting comments coming through on social media, and I'm going to read some of them to you just to see if you can remember some of those incidents. And most of these comments is coming from David Naidoo. He played Super League and Challenge League cricket for Stanger Royals and later Tongaat Railways, and then he became a cricket umpire as well. He says that in one game, I think it was in Buffalesdale against Tongaat, I think it was, that you hit a six. The one of the biggest six he saw in that ground, which ended up on the train. I think there was a railway line next to that, and that ball ended up in Stanger. Do you remember that?
I don't know about the train, but I know there was a railway line that was going past the ground. And I hit a few sixes out there. Whether it's got onto the train and got to Stanger, I don't know.
But it's good to see that. You know, people followed you guys from way back then as well, and they remember all these incidents. So, you know, obviously, which is a good thing. I mean, sport, cricket, football, is not a forgotten thing, and they remember, you know, the players that played and made a contribution back then.
I tell you what, greatest of my life was playing cricket. Whether it was club cricket, whether it was inter-districts, whether it was for Natal, it was the greatest time of my life. And the followers, we had tremendous followers. you know, in the grounds, whatever it was playing in Springfield. You know, I don't know if you remember the days in Springfield, you know, there was no dressing room, such a thing as a dressing room. You know, we used to travel from Lady Rush, because the game started at 2:30.
Yeah.
And we used to play 1.5 days in those years.
Yeah.
And, you know, you rush, you get to the ground, you undress people, ladies there, there's people all over you, tying duck behind this or that vehicle, and you change and rush onto the grounds. But there were tremendous amount of enjoyment and people that used to come and watch. There were lots of people used to watch in those years.
No, fantastic. Mr. Khan, we're gonna touch a little bit on your Natal career now, but before we do that, we're going to just take a big, quick ad break.
Yeah, sure.
This is Inside Sports.
Tashi Mamla, the first South African to get 300 in a Test match. Your country salutes you.
Inside the News.
It's a really good ball. It's Shabalala. Goal!
Inside the Updates.
Say it, Galisi. It's South Africa.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to Inside Sport. We're talking tonight to the former captain of Natal, Mustafa Khan. Now, Mr. Khan, let's talk about your Natal career. But before we talk about that, I just want to read some of your statistics here. And it's actually very impressive indeed. The most capped player with 74 matches, that's for Natal. Only Natalian to do the double, 2,000 runs, 200 wickets. You make 2,269 runs and taking 248 wickets. One of only three players in SACB, that's the Howard Bowl era, to do that double. By the way, do you know who the other two players are?
Firoz, I would stand for correction. I think it was late Kaya Majola.
Mm-hmm.
And Shiraz Gabriels from Western Province.
Absolutely, 100% correct. Now your highest,
Yeah.
Now your highest score, 101 not out. Can you remember?
That was against Eastern Province in Pietermaritzburg.
Tatham Road Grounds, December 81. I see you loved playing against Eastern Province. Best bowling of 7 for 106, also against them.
I'm not too sure. Eastern Province, I see, all right?
At the Adcock Stadium in December 1980.
What is that, at Adcock Stadium?
Yes, Adcock Stadium, 7 for 106. And then you took 5 wickets in an innings on 12 occasions. And a 10-wicket haul, a match haul, once. And by the way, you were also leading wicket taker in one season, 1981-82 season. You took 39 wickets in that season.
I'm not too sure.
Yeah.
I was one of those that I didn't bother about figures and, you know.
No, well, your record is absolutely outstanding. Can you remember who you made your debut against? Because you obviously was very young, because you made your debut in the Dadabai Trophy days before it became Howard Bowl.
I made my debut, I think, I would stand for correct. I think it was 71, 72.
Yes.
I played against Transvaal. That was my first game.
Yeah.
In Kilts Crescent.
Okay, but the record stated was against Eastern Province at the Adcock.
Which year was that?
Nah, 71. But you never bowled in that match, right? You were there as a batsman.
All right. Okay.
No, I'm just refreshing your memory.
We used to have that round robin trick.
Yes. No, absolutely. Absolutely. Can you share some of the highlights of your career?
My career for Natal?
Yes.
Well, now that you say it was Eastern Province, three hours Saturday night, I was batting, I think, at about six. I never used to bowl in those, in the early days.
Yes, yes.
In the early days was late Gopal Manikam. Late Gopal Manikam was the off-spinner. You know? And my debut was in 1971. I think, you see, I was batting. I thought I was, all right. I can't remember, to be honest, girls.
You made 0 and 21 in your first match.
Okay, 0-21. Good luck.
But you know, Mr. Khan, that Natal team of the 70s was a very strong team that they had there. You know, obviously you came in 70s, then you had Yakub Umar, the Govender brothers, Michael Patrick, Greg Supersaar, I think his name was. So you guys had a very, very strong team in the 70s.
Oh, yeah, in the 70s, Natal, yeah, we were very strong in those years, in the 70s, 71, 72. In fact, it was, what's your name, Sweety Naidu.
Mm. Of course, we can't forget Babu Ibrahim as well.
Babu, Yunus Rendery, Gulu, Gulu Sen.
Yes.
That played in that... who was that? Yunus Babu.
Then you had, was it Graham Francois?
Jagu Govender.
Yes.
Yeah.
And his brother was the fast bowler, right?
So his brother,
Child
Mahaligan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was a very strong team you guys had there.
Yeah, in the Dadabhai time, yes. Yeah, I think we won the Dadabhai trophy in that year.
Hmm.
I stand for correction, Bruce.
Yeah, so what about some of your other highlights playing for Natal? Obviously, you had a long career with them, like you said early on. It's almost 19, 20 years that you played for Natal.
21 years, I think it was.
Yeah.
I took a lot of wickets, at that time, and I had a very good fielder, Bruce.
Yes.
And obviously, my batting, it was... it was an on and off thing on the batting side of it. And then eventually in the latter part, you must remember when I made my debut against Eastern Province, we had guys like Morris Wilson playing for Eastern Province. I don't know if you remember the name.
Yes.
Cricket. You know?
Yes.
Bravo Jacobs and this guy.
Yeah.
I'm talking in the early days. Yeah. So, I was a youngster and it was just an introduction to me when I... it wasn't easy, especially coming from Northern Natal, and we never faced fast bowlers in our time when I was young, and then eventually when I got exposure to with Natal, and then I had some good seasons and I had some bad seasons, I suppose.
Yeah. So what would you say were your strengths as an off spinner?
I had a natural. I was a finger spinner. I used to turn the ball. So I started off viciously at some times. Remember, we used to play on matting wicket in those years, eh?
Yes.
It was no turf wicket. We didn't know what was turf.
Mm.
And can you imagine facing Vincent or Childs or Sweety Naidu on matting wickets? So Morris Wilson,
those
days, were put in Italy from Western Province.
Mm.
Archie Williams from Western Province. I'm talking about in the 70s.
Yes.
It wasn't easy. It was extremely difficult.
Now, of course, playing in the Hawa Bowl, you played mainly against Province, Eastern Province, and Transvaal. Western Province, of course, dominated the competition, winning it 14 times between 72 and 91. So you must have had some good battles with the Province, especially.
Well, I had some good battles with the Eastern Province and Western Province, and in Transvaal too, against Transvaal.
Yeah.
For some reason, we had some rivalry going. Individually, with certain bowlers or batsmen, when I used to come on to bowl and, it was a battle. But interesting, it was an interesting battle,
So, obviously, Natal in the 80s became a little bit weaker. Why would you think that, going from the 70s, they had such a strong team, and then, obviously, from the 80s, and you were part of their team right till the end, they, on a regular basis...
Yeah, we were always the wooden spoons of the tournament, And for some reason, I can't put it down to the reason why we were weak. But, we had the individual... players were excellent in my, in the latter part of my career.
Yes.
You had Yakub, you had Mahalingam, you had Jagu.
Yeah.
That played a bit later on, you had, what's his name? Yakub, Yunus Rendery, Enver Mal, Yunus Murad.
Yeah.
These were good cricketers in those years,
Yeah, absolutely.
They were good cricketers, but for some reason, the province always produced top cricketers. You know, whether it was Western Province or Eastern Province, produced some tremendous cricketers.
Mm.
You know.
Now, there's many stories going around that, you know, look, I've interviewed a lot of the province players here on Voice of the Cape, and, you know, we're talking about their dominating, and obviously a lot of their highest scores or most wickets came against Natal because they practically dominated. But there were some, I won't say incidents, but where they, I mean, we know Vincent Barnes was a very quick bowler. You know, was it difficult facing guys like that that really, you know, gave batsmen a torrid time?
Yes, yeah, especially, Vinny, you had Saeed, you had Vincent Barnes, you had, well, Bunny, I think, came a bit later on. They were quick. We never had this in Natal, facing this type of quick bowlers.
Mm.
You know, at club cricket, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know, so you got exposure to when it came to Natal interprovincial matches, and then we struggled. And that is, that is the truth. We struggle against pace. Western Province always, you know, they absolutely destroyed us many a time.
Mm.
You know, and so did Eastern Province sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. For you,
so it's just that, you know, they were, look, they were. You know, Vincent was in another class. You had this guy, Saeed, was in another class. You had this. They were extremely fast and quick, you know. In those days, you know, it was in the 70s, it was difficult, very difficult to face these fast bowlers. Especially, we never had exposure to, you know, playing fast bowlers.
No, absolutely. I just got a comment here on Facebook from Stanley Govender, your former teammate at Natal. Excellent cricketer and a top human being. So it's nice to that the guys still remember Mushru Khan after so many years.
Yeah, no, sure. The Governor brothers, you know, you had Stanley, you had that Elvis.
Yeah.
These are good cricketers, tremendous cricketers.
No, absolutely.
As individual cricketers, they were very good.
Yeah.
Extremely good, and then part of professionals when they used to play the game.
Yeah, and for you personally, Mr. Khan, were there any personal battles that you enjoyed on the field with any opposition or any particular bowler?
Oh, yeah. That was... I had a lot of individual battles with Province, Transvaal especially.
Yeah, any names that come to mind that you can remember that gave you a torrid time or vice versa?
Well, I'll give you an example. We played in, against Transvaal in Lanesia.
Mm.
And we always laugh when we discuss it, and I used to discuss this. They imported Vincent Barnes,
yep.
Barney,
yep.
Was Nazir Dindar, Faisal Kimi, Jack Manak.
That was a terrible bowling attack.
These were good fast bowlers. I tell you what, they were quite quick. And it was a team top in Asia. And, you know, we always laugh and say we had Ward 1 and Ward 2 and Ward 3 getting pulled. We had Stanley gone to the hospital. We had a good few guys that were, you know, were bounced by Vincent and those guys.
Did you also get one of those by any chance, or were you fine?
Yeah, well,
you
in the second innings, I decided to take Vinny on. I think we started to smash them all around. I finished off with about 77, I think it was.
Yeah.
In that game, and that's one of those I've experienced. It was quick. They were quick on the green top.
Wow.
You know, we were hurt. Quite a few of our players were hurt. Whether it was on the shoulder, on the arm, or whether it's on the elbow. On the list, there's quite a few of them, and I think Enver carried his bat through there, if I stand for correction.
Mm.
He is one of the guys that in the second innings, I think.
Mm.
Sorry. I think that took place in Cape Town when we were bowled out for 39, where Enver opened the batting and he was there to the end.
And of course, back in the day, there was no helmet and elbow guard and things like that, right?
What was that? I never used an elbow guard. I never had a helmet in my life.
Yeah.
No, never did.
No, I got never a message did. Here from a former Western Province top order batsman who I'm sure you know very well, Ismail Biadine. He says, salam to Mustafa. Great competitor. I used to feel at short leg and would tell Vinny to mark Duat to kill them.
Vinny was quick.
Look, province dominated, so you know, we hear all these stories, and it'd be nice to get your view as well. But I want to chat about something in particular. I know your high score was 101, and you also made a 99. We can say not out, and that was a controversial game in Pietermaritzburg in 1987. But before we chat to that, I want to read this. I'm going to read this. It comes from insert from Muhammad Ali's book, More Than a Game, which he talks about this incident. And I'm going to read as he says here. A spirited fight back by Natal came to naught as 202 runs to the good in the second innings. They had the visitors troop off the field in protest at a not-out decision against home captain Mustafa Khan on 99. Reggie February with 4 for 28 made early inroads in the Natal first innings of 148. And Milton Muller chipped in with 3 for 14. Ismail Biadine got his only half century of a disappointing season as Western Province replied with 272. Four scores in the 30s bolstered the effort. Natal in turn only managed to wipe out that first innings deficit of 124 with 5 wickets down, but then Khan's exemplary stand began. The score reached 326 for 8 with an amazing contribution of 66 from extras, when Western Province took the unusual action in a response to what they felt was a poor umpiring call and the game was abandoned. I'm just going to go through that scorecard very quickly. Natal first innings 148. You made 39 in that first innings. In the second innings, Natal 326 for 8. I see there was a good partnership with yourself and Logan Naidu. He made 58.
Was it Monogram Naidu?
RL. So it could be Monogram Naidu.
Yeah,
and then you were on a 99 and not out. And, of course, Western Province made 272. And Ismail Biadine, who just messaged there, he made that 50 in that season. So, 99, can you remember that?
Feroz, this was about 35, 37 years ago?
1987, yeah.
Was it 35 years ago?
Yes.
Look, you know, you want to know about the incident, about them walking out?
Yes, yes.
Well, they walked out because, you know, they had they appealed for a cut behind.
Yeah.
And I had said, not out.
Yeah.
And not out means you're not out.
Yeah.
I stood my ground.
Right.
Now, you know, they walked out. It wasn't I that walked out. It was they that walked out.
Yeah. So they were not happy with that decision.
Well, I mean, you know, I can go back and tell you there were a lot of times that people are unhappy about decisions from umpires.
Mm, absolutely.
You know, that's the name of the rule is you go by what the umpire says.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the rule.
Yeah.
If the umpire says out, you walk. If the umpire says not out, you're out.
Mm. Yeah, fair enough, fair enough.
Now, some would say that, did you sneak it, or did you, you know, and what if I come and tell you, I'm not too sure.
Yeah.
You know, it was excitement, there was crowd, was, you know, it was hectic at that time. And
I'm sure.
Now, an umpire said not out, so I is not out.
Yeah. Mr. Khan, we're just going to put that on hold now. We're going to take a quick ad break and continue after this.
This is Inside Sports.
Sashi Mamla, the first South African to get 300 in a test match. Your country salutes you.
Inside the News.
It's a really good goal. It's Shabalala.
Assalamu alaikum, welcome back to Inside Sport. Just gone 8:45, we're talking to the former Natal captain, Mustafa Khan. Now, we were chatting about that incident, and you're rightly so, it still happens today that the batsmen stand their ground, it's up to the umpire, and absolutely correct in that. The decision, though, of the match to be awarded as an abandonment instead of handing over, giving you guys victory, did you think that was a bit strange, or was it just accepted by Natal at the time?
We were apparently the NCB were very, very disappointed with the decision. Now, you know, that's the decision that the board took.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we didn't walk off the field.
Mm.
You know, it was Western Province that walked off the field. You know, they breached the rules of the game.
Yeah.
Not us.
Yeah.
Umpire had said not out. So, you know, we didn't walk out, they walked out. Mm. You know, I mean, look, there's many a times that decisions don't go your way.
Mm.
Here you got, you know, all right.
Mm.
You've got the, you know, you've got a third umpire, you've got TV, you've got, you know, all these facilities that tell
yes.
you whether you sneak it or not.
Yes.
You know, or whether you LBW or not.
Mm.
In those days, even the umpire said not out. You play by the rules.
Yeah.
That's what I was taught.
No,
you play by the rules. If the umpire says not out, it's not out. If it's out, it's out.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely.
I can give you an incident, Feroz.
Yep.
You know, if Western Province was so disappointed, you know, you must remember their back was against the wall. You know, we had a good partnership going and we started to smash it around a bit.
Yeah.
You know, and this is when this happened. You know, I'll give you an incident. I was bowling to Neil Fortune. The very first ball, you know, Yunus Murad, who I think was one of the finest keepers after Bremer Isaacs from Western Province.
Mm.
You know, Bremer was a classic, that's my personal opinion, was the best, and then followed by Yunus Murad.
Mm.
You had Fakhni Abrahams and these guys, obviously.
Yes.
But I had Neil caught behind the very first ball at North.
Mm.
He went and scored 144, 141.
Wow.
I stand for correction there.
Mm.
We didn't walk off the field.
Yeah.
You know, we took the decision. It happened many a time to us.
Sure. No, absolutely. Absolutely.
And when the, you know, that's the board decision, and I think Hassan Awa was the president then.
Mm.
So, you know, I don't know. That's for the board to decide.
Mm.
For, you know, but it was, the board was disappointed.
Yeah, no, I'm sure they would have been disappointed. And obviously, unification was also upon us there a couple of years later, 91. You were obviously towards the end of your career by then. Any regrets in your career that, you know, you never got a chance to play post-91, or were you happy with your contribution?
My contribution to Natal?
Yes, to Natal. I mean, you know, you didn't get a chance to play post-91. Any regrets there? You know, you guys, I mean, many, many cricketers, you know, that could have played at the highest level, obviously, given the chance.
Yes, I mean, I regret to a certain extent, you know, when I see some of the players that's playing today, and, you know, I don't want to take names, obviously, but, you know, we had cricketers in our time. Who knows at what level they would have went? I can tell you something, they were some class cricketers, I promise you. You know, whether it was the early part of my career or in the latter part of my life. You know, I mean, I can give you names. I mean, like, you know, Vinnie, you had late Saeed, God.
Fantastic all-rounder.
Mansoor Abdullah, what a cricketer. Neil Fortune, tremendous. These are tremendous cricketers.
Yes.
Amin Jabbar.
Yeah.
I mean, frankly, you know, they were fantastic cricketers. You go to Eastern Province, you know. I mean, you had Stephen Dry, what a bowler. I mean, Jeff France, a gentleman of cricket.
Mm.
You know, what a class bowler, fast bowler he was. I mean, these are genuine cricketers. You come to Natal, you had, you know, in the early days, you had Sweetie, then you had, what's his name? The latter part of the, it was Mahalingam that came in. I'm talking about the fast bowlers. You had Michael Patrick.
Yeah.
These were good cricketers. Then, you know, in the latter part, Trevor Leroux, Professor Trevor Leroux that came to Natal in my latter part of my career.
Yeah.
Tremendous bowlers. These are good bowlers, and these are good cricketers.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the bowling side. They may be all rounders.
Yeah.
There were quite a few of us that played, you know. Well, unfortunately, we never had that opportunity. We were never given that opportunity. Let's put it that way. We that played overseas, we excelled there in those leagues that we played in.
Yeah, of course. You played there as well, right? Club cricket in
Oakland. I was very fortunate that I went. Yeah, I went in 1972.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went in 1972, and I was gone. I was supposed to go for 3 weeks to Alf Gover's academy, I think it was.
Yeah.
And funny enough, I never saw the Alf Gover at all, you know, and I started to play park cricket, and then I got my break. And then I went and played for West Bromwich Dartmouth that won the Birmingham League. And that league consisted of Warwickshire and one that played in that league.
Now, obviously, Mr. Khan, playing in that league, you know, coming from, as you said, you grew up playing on matching wickets. How big of an adjustment? That must have been a huge adjustment from matching wickets to proper, and those were proper grounds back then.
Yeah, well, the adjustment had to, took place in South Africa in the latter part of our life.
Mm.
We started to play on matting, eh?
Yeah.
On turf.
On turf.
When I went to England, it was extremely difficult. First, it was the weather, you know. But, as I said, I was very fortunate that I did well.
Mm.
You know, I did well as a bowler. And it was totally different, obviously. You know, the standard is totally different in the English league compared to South Africa.
Mm.
You know, the weather plays a big part. But it was a tremendous adjustment that you had to make. And we played on matting, and then you go and start to play on turf. Difficult.
And what was the reception like? I mean, did they know that they were cricket playing on basically you had two different leagues going on in South Africa? You practically had the white board and then the non-white board.
Well, let me tell you. Let me give you a small story. And I was playing park cricket. Park cricket means, you know, you just play park cricket.
Mm.
And there was a white gentleman that was standing and looking, which I didn't know at that time. So he walked up to me and he said, "Lad, you've played this game before." And I told him, "Yes." See, so he asked me, "Would you like to play for a club?" I said, "Yes." So that's how I got introduced into cricket.
Mm.
But it's amazing, you know, when I went for a trial, They sent me back. They said, "No, you put white and you come into this ground." This ground in London where I lived was called Hampstead Cricket Club.
Mm-hmm.
And the very first question they asked me was, "Which school did you go to?" You know, so I told them I went to Windsor High School. So that guy a bit confused that I was from Windsor, part of the UK, you know.
Yes, yes.
But anyway, and the very first game, you know, my very first game, I took 8 for 44.
Mm. Wow.
And then that's the break I got. And then I started to take a lot of wickets. This was at club cricket in London.
Mm.
And then if you remember John Fellow Smith, Pom Pom.
Yes.
He'd been known as Pom Pom, played for Springboks at that time for South Africa cricket.
Yeah.
And Raymond White.
Yes.
I played against these two, against them in London.
Wow.
And that's when they came up to me and they said, "Do you believe you're from South Africa?" I said, "Yes." And they said, "Would you like to play as a pro?" I said, "If I get an opportunity, yes." So they tried to get me into the Birmingham League where Pom Pom played for West Bromwich Dartmouth Cricket Club. You know, they produced a lot of English. David Cowell played there. There's quite a few of them played. I played along with Paddy Clift, late Paddy Clift.
Wow, okay. Wow.
We played together. And then I started to excel. I started to do well.
Mm.
In those years, obviously, you know, to get into county was not easy.
Yeah, because you had to be international as well,
right? Overseas player.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how I got into cricket in the UK. Mm.
Of course, brilliant experience.
We won the 1974. We won the league, which was a great achievement.
Absolutely, I got another.
And Warwickshire, that's the two counties that used to play. That's the, in other words, there were a lot of quite few of the A players played in the B team also, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Now I got another message coming through from Siraj Gabriel. Salam to Mustafa, a great cricketer and a great personality. Real honor to have played and interacted with him. If Stanley Govender is listening as well, regards. So I mean, these are the guys you did battles with on the field for Western Province and Natal, and it's great to see that, you know, obviously there's that respect, and you know, obviously on the field there was those battles, and obviously off the field you guys were friends.
I'm sorry, you were breaking up there. We had some, you know, we had individual battles. You know, Stanley was a tremendous sportsman. You know, a tremendous sportsman. I think if he was given opportunities at a younger age, he would have went a long, long way. You know.
Yeah, of course, we know he played pro football as well, Stanley Govender.
Yeah, he played for Bria. Yeah, I didn't know at that stage that he was a footballer.
Yeah.
I didn't know at that stage, yeah.
No, fantastic. Mustafa Khan, thanks a lot for your time, and thanks for chatting to us this evening. We really appreciate your time, listening to your stories and taking that all in. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, and we got strong.
Thank you very much. That was Mustafa Khan, now the former captain of Natal, chatting to us. Of course, joining us on the line all the way from Ladysmith in KZN. Hope you enjoyed another edition of Inside Sport. I'll be back with more sporting news on the drive time from Monday to Friday from me, Firoz Sheikh. Have a lovely evening. Assalamu alaikum.
This is Inside Sport.
Hashim Amla, the first South African to get 300 in a test match. Your country salutes you.
Inside the news.
It's a really good goal. It's Shabalala. Goal! The
Inside the updates.
Six.